Well, good evening and welcome back. We want to get our service started. Come on in here and find a place. As was mentioned this morning, tonight is a special service of praise and prayer as we end the summer, just an extended time of singing and praying with one with another. And we're going to use what's called the ACTS model: adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and then supplication. During the confession time, we'll just allow you for some personal time of prayer with you and the Lord. And then at the end, at the supplication time, we're going to encourage you to get in groups of just four or six people right around where you're at, share requests with one another, and then spend some time praying there at the end of the service. But we're going to begin our time with a time of adoration. Let's stand together as we sing.
Oh,
seated. I'd ask Jonathan Anderson to come now and lead us in a time of prayer around that theme.
Let's pray together. Our Father, we do come to worship and adore you. You are worthy of all worship and glory and honor. You have taught us to pray, "Hallowed be your name." Lord, you alone deserve worship. And so we come now to express our praise and our worship towards you. Lord, you are the one true and living God, the great I Am, the one who has always existed, perfect in your being. And we praise you for who you are and for the perfections that you display towards us. Lord, you are a gracious and compassionate God. You see our need, and you don't leave us in that need. You have moved to act and to meet those needs for us. And you are slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness. Lord, you are patient with us. You continue to show mercy towards us. And as our Redeemer, you have expressed your covenant love to us in an enduring way. And Father, we thank you that those realities are demonstrated so clearly in the gift of your Son, as we have just sung about. Lord, we exalt you because of who you are and because of what he has done for us. And we are amazed and humbled that you, the perfect God, would take on frail humanity, that you would come so that we might be redeemed on account of his perfect life and death on our behalf. And so we adore our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Christ, we praise you, and we love you, and we thank you. And we thank you that you have sent the Spirit to dwell in us, that we are not left alone without a helper. And so we praise the Spirit as well and adore the Spirit for the ongoing ministry and the work that is ours because of him. And so, Lord, we thank you that we can gather as your people together to sing praises to you and to pray to you. And Lord, I pray that tonight would be a reflection of those realities in our own hearts. And I pray that tonight would also spur us to think of you throughout the week and to pray to you in these ways, to express our praise to you and our adoration for you. Lord, you are great and you are good, you are glorious. And we praise you for those realities tonight. And we thank you for this opportunity that you've given us to gather to sing and to gather to pray in this manner. We love you and we thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jonathan. Our God is worthy to be praised. And as we move to the next section on confession, we want to sing some songs about his grace, his mercy, his forgiveness towards us. He invites us to come to him each and every day. And so let's stand as we sing, "His Mercy Is More."
Praise the His life was the cost. We stood neath a debt we could never afford. Our sins, they are many. His mercy is more. Praise the Lord. Darkness knew evermore. Our sin.
seated. Again, during this time, we want to give you some time alone with the Lord. And it's going to seem like it's longer than it really is. We're going to take about 5 minutes, but it's just going to be silence between you and the Lord. And so take that time. Talk to the Lord. If there's sin, confess. But just have some alone time with the Lord. And then Jonathan will come up and close us in just about 5 minutes.
Our Father, as we adore you as the Holy One, we also recognize how far short of your glory and standard we fall. We thank you that you are a merciful and gracious God who is eager to have us come and to acknowledge and confess and forsake our sins. And Lord, for those of us in Christ, we thank you that your mercy is more and that you have declared us righteous in Christ. And so we come not before a judge as an enemy, but we come as a child before a father that we have offended. And we do ask that you would be gracious to us, that you would blot out our transgressions, that you would forgive us our debts. And Lord, we pray that you would restore us to right relationship with you, our Father. Lord, we sin in so many ways, some that we recognize, sins of behavior, of committing sins that you have forbidden and omitting things that you have called us to, failing to obey what you have commanded that we do. And Lord, sins of our speech, words that are not edifying, that don't build up, but instead tear down, words that are harsh or unkind, words that fail to encourage or speak truth. And Lord, sins in our attitudes that may never show up externally, but our hearts that are proud and selfish, that are impatient towards others, that desire glory for ourselves above you. And Lord, so many other ways that we fall short of your perfection, of your standard of righteousness, and of your character. Lord, we ask that you would forgive us, that we would be restored fully to you, and that we might seek to please you every moment of every day. Lord, help us to keep short accounts with you, not to hold on to sin, not to tolerate that in our own lives, but as soon as we recognize in the mirror of your word how we fall short, that we would be quick to confess, knowing that you are a gracious and merciful Father. And so we praise you for that forgiveness that is ours because of Christ. We thank you for the amazing reality of your grace towards us, sinful people. And we ask that you would take us, redeemed by the blood of Christ, and you would use us as those who have a right relationship, right standing before you. We thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jonathan. As we move to a time of thanksgiving, one thing I was just thinking, we're thankful for just that God invites us to come in this time of prayer, come before him each and every day. And I love this old hymn, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." And let's stand together. We're going to sing that now. So fair.
the Lord in prayer.
Sing this new chorus with us.
Precious Jesus, Lord and friend, I give everything to you. Shelter, shepherd, Savior, King, I give everything to you. And are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load? Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee. Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield.
That new chorus again.
Precious Jesus, Lord and friend, I give everything to you. Shelter, shepherd, Savior, King, I give everything to you. Precious Jesus, Lord and friend, I give everything to you. Shelter, shepherd, Savior, King, I give everything to thank you.
Brandon Ragsdale to come now and lead us in a brief time of prayer of thanksgiving.
Let's pray. Father, it is such an incredible privilege you have given us to come boldly before the throne of grace. And Father, you have instructed us in your word to be people who are thankful. And Father, we have so many infinite reasons to be thankful people. Lord, you are an incredibly gracious God who loves us and who has given us so much. And so, Father, we thank you, first of all, for who you are. You are an amazing, gracious God who has faithfully lavished your love upon us, who's granted us mercy, Lord, when we did not deserve it at all. Lord, thank you that you have revealed yourself to us in your word, that you have given us everything we need to know about you, that you have given us everything we need to understand concerning salvation, that you have given us everything we need for life and godliness. Father, we thank you that you have also revealed yourself by giving us your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you for all of the spiritual blessings that we enjoy because of Christ. When we were dead in our trespasses and sins, that you, God, by your Son, made us alive. You granted us life, gave us spiritual eyes to see and spiritual ears to hear. You took out our heart of stone and gave us a heart of flesh, granted us faith and repentance in the gospel. Father, you have given us adoption as sons. You have given us your Spirit who seals us as a pledge of your inheritance that you have given to us. Father, we thank you for all of these things. We thank you for the many blessings that we enjoy just living as your people on this earth. We thank you for all of the material blessings that you have given us, our family, our friends. Lord, we thank you for the church. And we thank you that you have established this place, and you have given us the opportunity to come together on a regular basis to worship you and to fellowship together and to serve one another. Father, we thank you that one day your Son will return and will take us home to be with you, our God, forever. We thank you for the good things that you give us in this life. Lord, all of the things that we enjoy, we understand, are simply a gift from your hand. And Father, as we realize more and more about who we are in the corruption of our flesh, may it cause us to be more and more grateful for the abundant grace that you have lavished upon us in Christ. Lord, help us to be thankful people. We are wanting to love you as we ought. We are wanting to serve you as we ought. And we are wanting to reflect you to others. And one of the greatest ways that we can do that is being grateful in an ungrateful society. So, Lord, thank you so much for all that you have graciously given to us. We worship you because of that. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brandon. I hope that tonight has been a great reminder for you that prayer is more than just a time of confession of sin or asking God for things that we're going to do here in just a few minutes in supplication, but prayer is a time of adoring God for who he is, and it's a time, as Brandon just led us through, of thanking God for who he is and what he has done. And so I love this model of prayer. It's a good reset for us. Well, let's stand together once again. These next songs lead us into a time of asking God to help us live this life, and then we'll take some time to pray together. Holy Spirit, living breath of God.
Christ our wisdom, we are humbled when you hide your ways from us. You have purposes unnumbered, each one good and glorious. Help us trust when we grow weary, free us from our anxious thoughts.
be seated. Well, as I mentioned, at this time, we'd love for you to get in groups of 4 to 6 people nearby you. If you need to move a little bit, we understand. The goal with this is to actually get to prayer time. So as you get to know one another and share requests, try to make that quick so you can get to pray with one another. We want to give this a good 10 or 15 minutes of time together. So let's do that now and split up into groups and pray, and then Jonathan will close us out in about 10 or 15 minutes.
Our Father, we thank you that you are a God who is eager to hear our requests, that you delight when your people come humbly to you. You have called us to bring our requests to you, to humble ourselves and cast our cares on you, to not be anxious, but in everything by prayer and supplication to let our requests be made known to you. And so we thank you that you are eager to hear and eager to respond and eager to meet our needs. Lord, we do acknowledge that we don't always know what is best for us. We don't always know what your perfect will is, and we desire to come and in submission to your will. Lord, sometimes our circumstances and the details of life are not what we would have chosen, but they're what you and your wisdom have given. And we pray for wisdom in the midst of those difficulties and trials, that you would sustain us, help us not to miss the lessons that you want to teach us through the difficulties of this life. Lord, we know that you are using those for our good and as opportunities to declare you to others, and we want to steward those things well. Lord, we thank you that you provide for our needs, and we do ask that you would meet the physical needs that we have individually, as families, as a church body. Lord, we thank you that you are faithful to provide, and we ask that you would do that in the temporal ways of life, but also that you would meet our spiritual needs, that you would help us to grow into greater likeness to Christ, that you would keep us from sin, that you would use your word to renew our minds and hearts so that we reflect more the image of our Lord whom we love. And Lord, we thank you for the privilege that it is to live together as your body, and we pray that we would be faithful to pray not only for our needs, for the needs of our families, but that we would pray for others. And Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to do that tonight. I pray that we would continue to remember these requests that we have shared. And we do just pray for those in our church who are facing difficult days, Lord. We know there are many who are grieving the recent loss of loved ones and facing various challenges with physical health or with financial struggles, with job loss or other things. We just pray that you would sustain them, that you would meet their needs, that you would give them help and hope in the midst of those things. And we're grateful for our body to be able to serve and care for one another, and we pray that we would be faithful to that end. Lord, we ask that you would work through us individually and as a church as well, that we would be faithful to proclaim Christ in our community and among the nations, Lord, that you would be exalted through us and in ministry to others. Might the gospel go forth in power from this church to the surrounding areas and neighborhoods as we are faithful to declare your gospel to others. And so, Lord, we thank you that you are eager to hear these requests, that you are eager to respond as our good and gracious Father. And we thank you for this time that we have been able to spend together tonight. We pray that we would be spurred on from it, that we would be more faithful to pray and to praise you and thank you in our prayers, as well as confessing sin regularly and bringing our requests and those of others that we love to you. We give you praise in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jonathan. Well, I hope this was an encouraging night for you as it was for us. Let's stand together. We're going to close with one more song as we end.